The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and this will be one of our, December Christmassy themed episodes, of course. We begin with this one from Good Housekeeping. I love to decorate my home for the season. How can I do it safely? And their answer, this time of year should be a time for merriment, not worrying about fire hazards. Disaster-proof your decorating with a few simple steps. Don't cover cords. Electric and extension cords shouldn't run under carpets or rugs. An overheated or frayed cord could spark and cause a fire. Keep light strings short. Always follow manufacturer's instructions, but unless your lights are LED, avoid connecting more than 3 strings of mini lights to 1 outlet. And keep decor cool. To avoid a potential fire hazard, don't put ribbon or other decorations around lampshades or place blankets on radiators. From Better Homes and Gardens, there are article on how to buy artificial trees. Today's faux trees increasingly look like the real thing. They're designed to last a decade or more, but a good one can be pricey, and shopping means learning a lot of lingo. Here's what to know beyond fir or pine. The fine print. Don't judge a tree on pictures alone. Read the description for clues on assembly, quality, and details like the color of lights. Materials. Most trees are made using one of 2 types of plastic, PVC or polyethylene, also known as PE. PVC indicates thin, flat needles attached to wires wrapped around the branches. PE needles and branches are molded so they look and feel more like a real tree. Often, trees combine the two, PVC inside, closer to the trunk, PE, on the more visible outside. Pros and cons of each. Polyethylene, the pros, it's durable and realistic, ideal for letting the tree be the star. PVC, pro, more affordable, ideal for covering every inch with ornaments. Style tip, especially the first year, you'll need to fluff your tree. Aim to recreate the styling of the sail image and work from inside out and bottom to top. Hinged trees have stackable sections. For trees over 7 feet, fluff the top sections before assembling. Tip count. Oh, by the numbers, allow for at least 12 inches between the tree top and the ceiling, and 6 inches between the tree and a wall. Tip count. This descriptor tells you the number of needles and helps indicate how full the tree will look. When you compare, you'll get a sense of density. The fuller the tree, the less visible the trunk, but the less room for decorations. Width-wise, the terms full, slim, or pencil suggest how wide or narrow the overall silhouette will be. Assembly. Artificial trees have one of 2 types of branches, hinged or hook-in. Hinged branches come pre-attached to the trunk and fold down for display and up for storage. They are much easier to assemble. Hook-in branches are individually inserted into a specific notch on the tree pole. They take more time to put together and cannot be pre-lit, but they also tend to be less expensive. Pre-lit trees minimize setup and cleanup and help you avoid the holiday trauma of a giant ball of tangled lights. However, pre-lit options are more expensive and don't allow for style flexibility if you like to change the size or color of your lights each year. Swapping burned-out bulbs for fresh ones may also be a challenge, so look for a tree labeled continuous on or with burnout protection. This means that if a single bulb on the strand goes out, the rest of the lights stay on. Also be mindful of incandescent versus LED. The latter is more common and efficient and typically requires less maintenance. Bells and whistles. Flocking is an artificial tree mainstay. Zoom in on detail shots to better understand just how heavy the faux snow is. Look for descriptors that say glitter, which sometimes comes with flocking, for extra twinkle but may not fit your style. additional fake tree accents include natural-looking elements like pine cones and berries. Or trees may skew more glamorous or mod with tinsel, feathers, and a rainbow of needle colors. Keep in mind that these embellishments cannot be removed, so consider yourself committed to the style. From Better Homes and Gardens, a new leaf. Who says holiday evergreens have to come from conifer trees? Stephanie Watkins, the blogger behind Casa Watkins Living, puts another kind of popular greenery, houseplant foliage, to creative use. 1. The tree. To create a botanical look inspired by her favorite tropical destinations, Stephanie tucked faux houseplant foliage among the branches of a pre-lit tree. Spider plants, philodendrons, ferns, and others provide a mix of leaf shapes and textures. A palm frond tops the tree instead of a star. And then she uses very little actual ornaments in there. 2. The skirt. Stephanie continues the tropical botanical theme with faux orchids in a collection of baskets around the base of the tree. And 3. The mantle. She uses what she calls organic asymmetry on the mantle. Candles anchor one side, fur sprigs, and a garland of fabric elephants that fit her global bohemian style adorn the other. From Real Simple, new uses for old things. Decor on a dime. Don't spend a small fortune on holiday decorations. Just spotlight the spirit in everyday items. Wire clothes hanger can be used with a higher calling. This closet essential is a perfect base for a DIY wreath. Unbend the hanger, stretch it into a circle, and unwind the hook. Then thread variously sized ornaments through one end to create a wreath. Overlap the baubles for a chunky, the more the merrier, effect. When it's full, twist the free end around the hook end and hang the wreath. And this looks beautiful. They actually did one in all blues and greens for a beach house, I guess. And it really is beautiful, and this would allow you to choose whatever color you want to do. Upcycle that cardboard. If you're up to your eyeballs in boxes, bless the USPS, fashion the cardboard into pine trees. Trace a shape on the cardboard with a large cookie cutter and cut it out. Repeat. Snip a slit in the upper half of one piece and the lower half of the other, then, oh holy night, slide the pieces together to create a stand-up decoration. Paint it, cover it in glitter, or leave it au naturel for a sweet, minimalist look. That's a great way to get kids involved in the holiday decorating. Modern menorah from masking tape. Celebrate the 8 nights with a 2D cutie. Tear pieces of colorful washi tape, which you get at craft stores, and stick them to a wall to make the candelabra. On each night, just snip a triangle of yellow tape to light the menorah. Little yellow flames cut out of yellow tape. And last, or maybe not last, give patio lanterns the star treatment. Use outdoor lanterns year-round by filling them with battery-operated fairy lights or twinkly garlands. Tape the battery pack out of sight inside the lid to maintain the illusion of magic. The soft glow from the lamps will help a reading nook feel cozy or guide party guests up a front walk. Oh, there's two more on the next page. Transform a tree stand into a scented centerpiece. This tiered beauty is easy on the eyes and the nose. Forage in your yard for pine cones and cedar twigs, then mix them in with colorful ornaments or fruit. Top the whole thing with a pillar candle or battery-operated lights. I said this wrong in the beginning. Transform a treat stand, not tree stand. These are three individual cake plates of different sizes stacked on top of each other like a tree. Top the whole thing with a pillar candle or battery-operated lights. If you don't have a multi-level server, a single cake stand works great too. Take a bow and fake a mantle. For a charming and rustic look, hang stockings from a branch. Christmas tree farms often sell or give away trimmings, or you could snip a branch from a tree in your yard. Hang the branch on the wall with sturdy command hooks or tie some string around each end and suspend it from a nail. And then they have three little stockings hanging from their branch. From Woman's Day, a couple of quick and easies. For the kitchen, you can dress up your counter stools, make the best spot in the kitchen where guests perch to keep the cook company, and lend a hand feel extra special. Just attach wreaths to chair backs with a length of pretty ribbon and finish each with a large bow. And in the kids' bedroom, give them a silent night light. The only thing more magical than getting to fall asleep in the glow of a Christmas tree every night, getting to decorate it however they want without hearing too many on the right side. And what they're showing is two twin beds with a nightstand in between and a small Christmas tree on top of the nightstand instead of a lamp decorated in cutesy children's ornaments. And last, a delightful DIY to make the season even sweeter. If you like to give treats, cookies, peanut brittle, that kind of thing as a gift, to make a jar to put them in, choose the jar that you want to use, and then you can make it look like Santa's belt around the middle by cutting a 3x3 square out of cardboard stock. Using a craft knife, cut a 2-inch slit, 1/2 inch from the left and right edges. Then weave a ribbon through the slits and attach it to the jar with hot glue. Looks like Santa's belt around the middle of the jar. Very cute. From Woman's Day, December fun, joyous reads. If your kid's bedtime book list could use a refresh, i.e. mom is desperate for new stories to read aloud, check out these recommendations from Megan Alexander, a mom of three and the author of The Magic of a Small Town Christmas. I'll spell her last name, Alexander. It's a heartwarming new picture book that celebrates the traditions and joys of the residents of Heartbeat Falls. Three recommendations. The Unicorns Who Saved Christmas by Mary Wynne Heider, Heider. In this funny holiday read, a troop of unicorns is called to fill in when a case of the chicken pox infects Santa's reindeer. They must gather their courage to help Santa save Christmas and fly the sleigh. "'Twas the Night" by Pamela McCall, M.C., capital C-O-L-L. This beautiful Christmas book is packed full of vintage illustrations and lesser-known historical details that bring the history of the classic poem to life. And Secret Santas by Courtney Petruzzelli, Petruzzelli. Looking for a way to teach kids to give back to others during the holiday season? This delightful book will invite them to join Santa's secret team and show them that it's more fulfilling to give than receive. From Good Housekeeping, what should I do to get my home ready for cold weather? And their answer, while home maintenance should happen year-round, the months leading up to winter are crunch time. Frigid temperatures can cause major headaches like frozen pipes and soaring heating costs. Ice and snow, meanwhile, take a toll on a home's exterior. And watch for mice and other pets seeking shelter indoors, even in regions with milder weather. But despite all the ways in which winter can wreak havoc, defending against the onslaught is pretty straightforward. You just need to pinpoint potential weak spots that, if left unfortified, could lead to costly repairs. So here's a maintenance checklist. Protect pipes. A single burst pipe can cause more than $5,000 in water damage. Pipes in unheated spaces, like basements and attics, are most vulnerable. Wrap them in foam insulation sleeves, available at home centers for about 50 cents per linear foot. If you're planning to be away during a cold spell, leave the heat on so the temperature goes no lower than 55 degrees. Next, bring the outside in. Protect outdoor items by bringing them inside. Or cover up tables, chairs, and the grill at minimum. Drain water from garden hoses and stow them in a warm place so they won't freeze and crack. Bring potted plants to inside areas where temperatures will remain more suitable for them. Then check your filter. Aim to replace your furnace filter before winter and then monthly throughout the heating season. This will maximize your forced air system's efficiency and reduce indoor pollutants. Ward off ice dams. Those piles of snow at the edge of a roof can cause serious structural damage. They usually result from having inadequate attic insulation, such that snow on the roof melts faster than snow over the unheated eaves. Most homes need 10 to 14 inches of insulation, depending on the type. Keep out critters and cold air. Seal cracks around windows with weather stripping and install a gasket under exterior doors. Seal smaller openings around plumbing and electrical lines with caulk and foam. We like Great Stuff, an expandable foam that, once dry, can be sanded and painted to match the surrounding trim. And program the thermostat. If your home still has a manual thermostat, upgrade to a Wi-Fi-connected smart model that can turn the heat down automatically when you're asleep or away. This one move can lower your winter heating bill by 10% or $100 or more for many home owners. From Woman's Day, this month's health checklist, 5 little wellness moves to make right now. First, get a mammogram. Many women put off their routine screenings in 2020. As a result, research suggests a larger proportion of breast cancers diagnosed after the pandemic began were at later stages, meaning they had spread to other parts of the body. So ask your doctor now if it's time for a mammogram. Eat more antioxidants. People who have high levels of 3 types of antioxidants in their blood are less likely to develop dementia later in life, a recent study found. Good sources? Kale, spinach, broccoli, and peas, and oranges, papaya, tangerines, and persimmons. If you're sick of salad, make veggie-filled stir-fries or casseroles. Aim for this much sleep. 7 hours is the ideal amount of nightly Z's for cognitive and mental health in middle age, according to a study of more than 500,000 adults. Not getting enough may impair the brain's ability to process memories and flush out toxins. Lull yourself to sleep with bedtime stories from the podcast Sleep With Me. Know your heart health risks. Diabetes, depression, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smoking, low household income, and a family history of heart attack increase the chance that a woman will have a heart attack before she's 55. While some of these are out of your control, it's a good reminder to stay on top of what you can. So to avoid overload, focus on improving one health factor at a time. Excuse me. Walk to prevent pain. People with knee osteoarthritis who walk for exercise are 40% less likely to develop new recurring knee pain than those who don't walk. Walking seems to slow joint damage and prevent pain on top of supporting the cardiovascular system. So stand up tall when you walk to breathe more easily and boost your mood. From Good Housekeeping, some easy weeknight dinners. First, for your meatless Monday, kale pesto pasta, active and total time, 25 minutes. Cook 12 ounces of lasagna noodles broken into large pieces per package directions. Meanwhile, place 1.5 cups basil leaves in a strainer basket and dunk the basket into boiling pasta water 3 seconds. Then immediately transfer to a bowl of ice water. Add 8 ounces of curly kale, ribs removed and leaves roughly chopped, to the boiling pasta water and cook 1.5 minutes. Scoop out with a strainer and transfer to ice water. Drain and squeeze out any excess liquid. Then drain the pasta, reserving 1.5 cups of pasta water, and return to the pot. In a food processor, chop 1/4 cup roasted unsalted almonds, pulse in 1 large clove of garlic pressed, 2 teaspoons lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons lemon juice, a quarter to a half teaspoon of red pepper flakes, and a half teaspoon kosher salt. Add wilted basil and kale and 6 tablespoons olive oil and puree, adding a quarter to a half cup of pasta water until mixture is smooth. Toss pesto with pasta, adding additional pasta water as necessary to coat evenly. Serve topped with Parmesan cheese and cracked black pepper. And this serves four. It's quite attractive looking as well. A gluten-free option, steak with beans and roasted broccolini. Heat oven to 425, active time and total time 25 minutes, and this one serves four as well. Heat oven to 425. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss 3 bunches of broccolini, trimmed and cut into large florets, 2 large cloves of garlic, roughly chopped, and 1 tablespoon fennel seeds, lightly crushed, with 2 tablespoons oil and a half teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. Roast, tossing once, 9 minutes. Add 1 15-ounce can of white beans, rinsed, and roast until heated through 2 to 3 minutes more. Meanwhile, heat a half tablespoon oil in a large cast iron skillet on medium high. Season 2 1.5-inch thick strip steaks, about 12 ounces each, with a half teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook until deep brown, 3 minutes per side. Transfer skillet to the oven, along with broccolini, and roast to desired doneness, 4 to 5 minutes for medium, and then more or less per your taste. Transfer to cutting board and let rest 5 minutes before slicing. While steak and broccolini cook, prepare the relish. In a small bowl, combine 3 tablespoons sherry vinegar, 1 teaspoon honey, and 1/4 teaspoon salt to dissolve. Mix in 1 medium shallot, finely chopped, and let sit 5 minutes. Stir in 1 tablespoon oil, then 1/4 cup flat leaf parsley, finely chopped, and any fennel seeds still on the broccolini pan. Serve spooned over the steak and broccolini. Another very attractive looking dish. A budget-friendly option, poblano and black bean loaded potatoes. Active time 20 minutes. Total is 30 and it serves 4. Heat oven to 400. Prick 4 medium russet potatoes, about 8 ounces each, scrubbed and dried, and microwave on high 10 minutes. Brush potatoes with 1 tablespoon oil and sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Place directly on the middle oven rack with baking sheet on the rack below to catch oil drippings, and bake until tender 18 to 20 minutes. Meanwhile, heat 1 tablespoon oil in large skillet on medium. Add 2 poblano peppers cut into small pieces and cook covered, stirring occasionally until tender 5 to 7 minutes. Transfer to a plate. To the skillet, add 1 15.5-ounce can of black beans, including liquid, 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin, and 1/4 teaspoon each smoked paprika, and salt, and cook, stirring occasionally until beans are slightly thickened, 4 to 5 minutes. Fold in poblanos. In bowl, combine 1/3 cup sour cream and 1/2 teaspoon lime zest. In a second bowl, toss 1 large plum tomato, seeded and chopped, with 2 teaspoons lime juice and 1 pinch of salt. Split potatoes. Top with grated cheddar if desired, then top with beans, tomatoes, and sour cream. Sprinkle with additional lime zest if desired. From Magnolia Magazine, Snacks for the Win. With food to fuel the night, even a low-key gathering can feel like a party. We have some interesting names here. First, Texas Trash. Prep time is 10 minutes, baking 1 hour, and it makes 12 cups. We need 3 cups bite-sized rice cereal squares, like rice chex, 3 cups bite-sized wheat cereal squares, 3 cups bite-sized corn cereal squares, 1 cup honey nut round oat cereal. That sounds like Honey Nut Cheerios to me. 1 cup tiny pretzel sticks, 1 cup bagel crisps broken, 1 cup mixed nuts, 3 quarters of a cup or 1.5 sticks of butter, 3 tablespoons Worcestershire sauce, 1 tablespoon cayenne pepper sauce, such as Tabasco, 1/2 teaspoon seasoned salt, 1/4 teaspoon celery seed, 1/4 teaspoon garlic powder. Preheat oven to 250. Combine the first 7 ingredients, that's through the mixed nuts, in a large roasting pan. Melt butter in a small saucepan over low. Stir in the remaining ingredients. Pour over the cereal mixture and toss to coat. Bake 1 hour, stirring every 15 minutes. Cool completely. Store in an airtight container at room temperature for up to 7 days. It'll be gone before then. I can trust, you can trust me on that. Twist and Shout Soda. Prep time 10 minutes, and it makes 1 serving. We need 12 ounces or 1.5 cups carbonated cola or diet cola, 2 ounces or 1/4 cup vanilla simple syrup, which they tell us how to make in a minute, or purchased vanilla syrup. Pour the cola into a 16-ounce ice-filled glass. Add vanilla simple syrup and gently stir to mix. And to make your vanilla simple syrup, combine 1 cup sugar and 1 cup water in a small saucepan. Bring to a vigorous boil, stirring until sugar is dissolved. Remove from heat. Stir in 1.5 teaspoons vanilla extract. Let cool. Pour syrup into a glass jar. Cover and store in the refrigerator for up to 2 weeks, and it makes 1 1/3 cups of syrup. So you can make yourself many Twist and Shout sodas. And the last one in this Snacks for the Win, Puppy Chow. 10 minutes is your prep time. Cook time is 5, and it makes 14 cups. We need 2.5 cups powdered sugar, 11 cups or 1 12-ounce box, bite-sized corn and or rice cereal squares. So it's more of those Chex cereals. 3/4 cup semi-sweet chocolate chips. 3/4 cup dark chocolate chips. 3/4 cup creamy peanut butter or chocolate hazelnut spread. 1/2 cup or 1 stick of butter cut up. And 2 cups dry roasted peanuts or cashews. And that's optional. Pour the powdered sugar into a 2-gallon resealable plastic bag. Place cereal in an extra-large bowl. Combine chocolate chips, peanut butter, and butter in a medium saucepan. Heat and stir over low until melted and smooth. Stir in the peanuts if you're using them. Drizzle chocolate mixture evenly over cereal, and using a silicone scraper, lift and toss evenly to coat the cereal. Add cereal mixture to the bag with powdered sugar. Seal the bag, leaving some air in it. Shake and turn bag to coat cereal mixture with powdered sugar. Spread on a large tray or pan to cool. Store in an airtight container at room temperature for up to 5 days. To intensify the peanut butter or chocolate flavor, use the peanut butter flavor bite-sized corn cereal squares or chocolate flavor bite-sized rice cereal squares. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. If you have questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening.